Senator Jeremy Miller now joining KWNO. Senator, thank you so much for taking the time in this short week at the Hill to be with me here. Let's start today. There's no bills on the Senate floor, but you will be convening with the Senate on the floor just about after this call here. So why don't you quick discuss what the discussions will be about today before you guys head out for the holiday break.
Sure. Well, good morning, Jake. Thank you so much for having me. I hope you and your listeners are all having a wonderful day. This is a short week here at the legislature because of the Easter Passover break that is ahead. I am about to head onto the Senate floor here very shortly. We do not have any bills that are up for consideration today on the Senate floor. However, earlier today in the Senate Tax Committee, we did hear a bill that I am authoring, which would provide $250,000 to the city of Spring Grove in the form of a fire remediation grant. And folks may remember that there was a devastating fire in December in the city of Spring Grove, right downtown. It completely destroyed a hardware store as well as displaced multiple families in the Spring Grove area because of the apartments that were above the hardware store were completely destroyed. So we are working on a bill to provide funding to the city of Spring Grove to help in remediation costs, including disaster recovery, infrastructure, reimbursement for emergency personnel costs, reimbursement for equipment costs, and reimbursement for property tax abatements incurred by public or private entities as a result of the fire. The city of Spring Grove is a very small community, about 1,200 people, and it's been pretty common practice here in the legislature to help support communities when there's a devastating fire like the city of Spring Grove had. So I am optimistic that we can continue to move that bill along, and hopefully it'll get the funding that it needs to help out the city of Spring Grove.
Do you have any idea on a timeline for this appropriation for Spring Grove, when you can hope that those funds will go into the city if it were to be passed?
Yeah, great question. So today we heard it in the Senate Tax Committee. It was laid over for possible inclusion in the larger omnibus tax bill that we'll see probably later this month, and then that'll come to the Senate floor. The Senate bill will be very different than the House bill. The House tax bill, from what I'm hearing, is going to include several tax increases, even though there's a $19 billion budget surplus. The House Democrats is proposing several tax increases. So the Senate bill will be different than the House bill. They'll go to what's called a conference committee to work out the differences, and then it'll come back to each chamber, the House and the Senate, for a final vote. So likely, Jake, it will be end of May before final passage, but between now and then, my priority will be to continue to advocate for the city of Spring Grove and hope that that funding remains in the bill. First of all, gets in the bill and then remains in the bill till the end so they can receive that funding probably in June or July.
So quick question on sort of a difference between this Spring Grove appropriation that you'd love to get them funding. The House also just passed a disaster relief sort of, allowance, I guess, for lack of a better term. Now, how does that sort of affect Spring Grove in this situation? Because that disaster relief sort of ideal is made to help out communities in natural disasters and I would assume fires. So would Spring Grove in this sort of situation, and if we hopefully not, but if we do see a situation like this moving forward, would that disaster relief bill of refilling the allocation that it would go without a special session, would that sort of be in relation to a situation like this, if you understand that poorly worded question?
Yeah, so typically the disaster relief account is for weather-related natural disasters, okay. And typically there has to be a state of emergency that is called in those situations. So the funding for the city of Spring Grove in the case of a fire would be separate from the disaster relief account.
Understandable. Okay, well, considering it's a short week, not a whole lot to talk about, so if you could just give us a nice little status update in the House and sort of how you or in the Senate rather, and how you expect today to go, and then looking to next week, sort of what's on the agenda for the full week next week.
Yeah, so what we'll see after the Easter Passover break, so next week we'll start to see these larger omnibus bills come out from each of the budget areas, so education, higher education, transportation, state government, health and human services, all those different budget bills will start coming out of committee and then onto the Senate floor for consideration by the entire Senate, and those bills will work their way through the Senate floor. And then upon passage, they'll go to conference committees to work out the differences with the House bills. That'll get us to probably mid-May or so, and then they'll come back to both the House and the Senate for final consideration. So things will start to move a little bit more quickly after the Easter Passover break, and looking forward to continuing to hear from folks as they learn what's in these bills. People can call me, my office, 651-296-5649. Send me an email, sen.jeremy.miller@senate.mn. Or if you see me out and about around town, feel free to come up and talk and share your thoughts, ideas, and any additional questions or comments that you might have on the bills that are moving through the legislative process.
All right, Senator, thank you so much for the time, and you can have a great rest of your day.
Thanks, Jake. Have a great day.